joining us in studio now, Detective Eric Edson from the Sheboygan Police Department. Joins us usually a couple times a month. Always does a great job keeping us on top of fraud and scams that are impacting our area. We're going to hit on holiday scams this morning. Eric, good morning. How are you?
I'm great, Kelly. How are you?
Doing well. You had a busy week, right?
Glad. Tomorrow's Friday. Yeah. This time of year is just crazy.
It is, without question. And I'm sure this stuff keeps you on your toes, too, all this, all these scams and things. And there's plenty of holiday scams. I'm looking at your list here. Where do you want to start?
Yeah, well, every year the Better Business Bureau comes out with like a dirty dozen list of the top holiday scams. So I just took a couple of them to talk about today. Just to kind of touch on a lot of these we've talked about before, and they have very common themes, but just to bring people's awareness and attention to these scams, because they're easy to fall for when you get wrapped up in the holiday hustle and bustle and things like that, or you're looking for a great deal on something, it's easy to fall victim to these scams.
Sure.
We'll start with misleading social media ads. A lot of people are on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all those things that we've talked about. Sorry about that. And so you see when you're scrolling through your feed, you oftentimes will see ads on the side. And a lot of those ads are either going to download malware or they're going to be false misleading ads. So you might try to order a product. And when you either you're not going to get the product or it's going to be a counterfeit product or something like that. So if you're going to click on any ads when you're on, especially on a social media site, make sure you're researching that company before you give them your money or place an order, things like that. Social media gift exchanges, that's another one that's very prevalent on Facebook and those kinds of social media sites. It's basically the promise, if you give something, you'll get something. You know, it used to be kind of like the Secret Santa kind of thing at work or this and that, where you would pick a name and everyone would get a gift. These are really just basically pyramid schemes. You're never going to get anything. The one that's circulating right now is involves bottles of wine, where you give like $10 and you're supposed to get like all these different bottles of wine and stuff like that. None of that ever materializes. It's all a pyramid scheme. Don't waste your money. Just skip right over those things.
Good to know.
And you know, you see that and you're like, oh, that's a great deal, you know, and I can maybe re-gift this or something. Just don't do it. It's a scam.
All right.
Holiday apps. There's a lot of really cool apps, especially for kids, that track Santa on Christmas Eve and that, you know, do all these different things. But remember that especially apps that are free can contain malware. You don't necessarily know if it's not from a reputable developer who developed the app and what information that they're collecting. A lot of times when stuff is free, you're the product. It's your information that they're collecting. That's the cost of using some of these free apps. So there's been estimates that on the Google Play Store especially, there's, you know, tens of thousands of apps that contain malware that either monitor things that they shouldn't monitor, their privacy permissions are wonky. So just be careful when you're downloading these holiday-themed apps. You know, do your research, kind of review the developer, make sure it's a reputable developer, and review the privacy settings. When you download the app, you can see like what information they're going to collect. Take a few seconds to read that and understand by downloading and using this free app, what information are they collecting about you, your location data, are you giving them permission to view other things on your phone, like you talked about TikTok and all the things they're doing.
Sure.
You know, it's important. Our privacy is important, so just make sure you're checking that out.
Almost makes you not want to download any apps, doesn't it?
It does. And, you know, people are so used to using that as part of their life, but
right.
You're really giving up, you know, we could dive into the weeds with this, but, you know, you're giving up a lot of your privacy by using the convenience of these apps because they're free, you're the product. They want that information to sell you products and develop ads and all that kind of stuff. So, alerts about compromised accounts. I've gotten these. I know family members that have gotten these. You get an email or a text saying that your Amazon account, your PayPal account, your Netflix account, whatever it is, has been compromised, and you have to click on a link to restore your service. That's always going to be a scam. If you are concerned about that it's legitimate, just don't click on any links in that email or message. Go directly to that site for that service that you use and check there. Log into your account on the site that you know is legitimate. See if there's an issue. Guaranteed, there's not going to be. These are just phishing emails to try to get your personal information. Don't respond to those unsolicited emails or calls.
I get those from time to time. It seems like the one I get the most is I get an email, and sometimes I get several of them in like in a 24-hour period saying, somebody tried to log into my Facebook page from a suspicious location, and I know it's a scam.
Right.
Because I get them every day. And it's like, and sometimes, as I said, more than one a day, I get those alerts, and I know, and they want you to click on a link.
Absolutely. And when you get like a bunch of those in a time period, that just means that your email address or your telephone number, whatever it was that We've all had information leaked in a data breach, stuff right. like that. The scammers sitting in a warehouse somewhere just got to your name on the list, and mm-hmm. they're blasting you with those emails, hoping that one of the times you're going to click on it and give them yep. information. So that's a really good policy. Just delete it. Don't even yep. recognize it as a scam.
What else do we have, Eric, this morning?
Free gift cards. Everyone likes free, right? But again, we like we just talked about, free does come with a cost. When you get an email saying, hey, as a valued customer, we're going to give you a free gift card for this, that, or the other thing. Sometimes they're looking for your information. Sometimes they're going to charge you like a shipping fee. You know, you get a $100 gift card, but you got to pay a $5.95 shipping fee.
Right.
If they get enough people to do that, that adds up. So it's not that sophisticated of a cyber attack, but it is something that cyber criminals use to try to get your personal information or to try to get some money out of you. And they'll use that if you fall for that. Now you're at the top of the list because they know that you're going to pay money. So now the scams will maybe increase in sophistication and try to get you to pay even more money.
Temporary holiday jobs. That's on the list too. What's
yeah,
going on?
Sure. So some people take advantage of the seasonal work. Companies need people to stock shelves or to help with fulfilling orders. Just be careful if you're responding to ads online. That you're doing some research into the company. Some people are unknowingly duped into being kind of that middleman for illegal activities. So you're going to receive checks or payments or something like that, and then you're going to forward it on to somebody else, and it's going to be presented to you as a legitimate business kind of a thing. But really, you're kind of unknowingly being that middle person that's facilitating some of these scams. So, and also, it's a way to harvest data from people. So they're going to have you fill out a job application, and they're going to want sensitive information on that job application, like your birth date, your social security number, your address, all those that kind of information. And really, there's no job at the end of that. They're just doing that to collect your information. So be wary if you're going to apply for a seasonal kind of a job. Make sure, again, that you're going directly to that company or that organization's website and filling out an application there. And be very careful about disclosing that sensitive information that can be used to conduct identity theft.
All right. Then we have lookalike websites on the list as well.
Yeah, so that's something that's really becoming a bigger and bigger problem. Normally, people will get to a lookalike website by clicking a link in an email or a text message that was sent to them. And scammers, especially the sophisticated ones, have become very good at replicating websites to make it look like a legitimate website. So imagine your bank, your investment account, something like that. So they'll somehow get you to click on a link for an account that or an account that you recognize, that website. You click on the link, it brings you to a website that has maybe a very similar domain name, or maybe you just don't think to check the domain name, but the site looks legitimate. Next thing you know, you're entering a credit card information or your personal information, and the scammers have it. The best way to avoid being tricked by this is when you hover over a link, it will oftentimes show you the path that it's going to take if you click that link. And if it's not something you recognize, you know, kind of scrutinize, sometimes they'll just flip-flop letters to make it look like that.
Mm-hmm.
Probably best policy, just don't click on any links. But be wary of that scammers have gotten very good at replicating and impersonating websites of reputable companies. Make sure that you're typing in the website address, not that you're clicking a link to get there by some other means.
Good advice. And then we got fake charities on the list, too.
Yeah, this is a tough one. This is big because end of the year, a lot of charities are looking for, they do a big donation drive or donation pushes. They're taking advantage, not in a bad way, but of people's generosity and this time of year to want to give. So that just brings out the scammers and a lot of unscrupulous people. They'll pretend to be a charity. Same thing with those counterfeit websites. They'll create websites to make it look like that charity that you're all familiar with this time of year. There's a lot of them out there that we all kind of like to give to. But just understand that a reputable charity will take your donation any time of year. They may want to have a holiday push, but don't be pressured into giving by a certain date or else kind of a thing.
Right.
And do your research. There's a lot of websites out there that give.org is a really good one that you can go to that you can check on a charity to see how they're run, what they spend their money on, if they're reputable or not. So do a little research. Don't be pressured into making an impulsive donation to a charity that you don't know anything about. And if you do want to make a donation, again, best policy, just go directly to that organization's website. make a donation directly and use a credit card if you're going to do it online. Don't use your debit card. Don't send a check. A lot of times it's better just to use a credit card. That way, if there is an issue with it, you can contest it and you can get your money back.
Very good. And one final one on the list, fake shipping notifications.
Yeah, again, this is one I get a lot. FedEx, UPS, DHL, any one of the delivery companies, the Postal Service. People are getting a lot of packages this time of year delivered to their house, and scammers know that. So they're going to send you a text message or an email pretending to be one of these companies saying that there's an issue with your package. And if you're expecting something that you're going to give as a gift or something like that, that you're going to be anxious about, you may be tempted to click on these links. They're going to say there's a problem with your package or right. something like that, or you have to pay us another delivery fee, whatever it is. Those are all going to be scams. Again, if you're concerned, you can go to that shipping company's website directly, enter your tracking number or check on your order, but don't be tempted to click on these links. They're taking advantage of people's desire to want to make sure they get their packages in a timely manner. They're worried about it because we've all heard that you got to send it by a certain date or you might not get it by Christmas, and they're taking advantage sure. of that. So
I don't think I've ever had an issue with ordering something online and having a problem getting it. You know what I mean? So these emails pop up like there's a problem with your account. I've never had an issue like that ever, legitimately.
No. Most people haven't. And it's that social engineering that we've talked about in the past, that they're creating that sense of fear or urgency for you.
Right.
And you're like, well, this has never happened before, but this must be legitimate. The logo looks legitimate. And next thing you know, you're clicking on a link and either downloading malware, giving personal information, paying money you don't have to pay.
Sure.
So don't be pressured into acting. We just talked about it before we went on air. Everyone has got the hustle and bustle of the holidays.
Right.
Life is a lot more stressful right now. And this is the time when scammers take advantage of that and catch you off guard when you're running from point A to point B. You see a text, oh my gosh, I need to correct this. Next thing you know, you're clicking on a link and then you're scammed.
Good advice again, Eric. Thanks for coming in this morning. Good stuff here and timely, obviously, in the Christmas season here. So appreciate it.
All right, you bet. See you in a couple.